Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. It's going to be a great week. Why? Because we're going to get some rain, and we definitely need it here in Florida. Just remember, if you get 1 to 1.5 inches of rain this week, you do not need to irrigate your turf, your garden beds. Vegetables may need a little bit more water depending on how warm it's going to get in your area, but we could see mid-90s for Central and South Florida. So you want to just keep an eye on it. Check the soil. If the soil is moist, cool, or damp, you do not need to water it. If it's warm, dry, and it just fizzles right through, the sandy soil fizzles right through your hands, then you can go ahead and water. Only needs 1.5 inches of water a week. And so we do appreciate it. Let's do the dirty word of the day.
And now it's time for the dirty word of the day on Better Lawns and Gardens with Teresa Watkins.
And the dirty word of the day is pleasure garden. A pleasure garden is a park or garden that is open to the public for recreation and entertainment. Pleasure gardens differ from other public gardens by serving as venues for entertainment, variously featuring such attractions as concert halls, bandstands, amusement rides, zoos, and menageries. Historically, a pleasure garden or pleasure ground meant private flower gardens, shrub gardens, or a formal wooded area such as a bosque that was planted for enjoyment with ornamental plants and neat paths for walking through. These were distinguished from the other areas in a large garden planted as a lawn, or as a landscape park, or the useful area of the kitchen garden. Pleasure gardens provided a cool and refreshing refuge from the summer heat, and the two meanings of the term as the ornamental parts of a garden and as a commercial place of entertainment have coexisted in English from at least the 17th century. So the governor's palace had a beautiful, beautiful pleasure garden that you could walk through. And I will be posting photographs of it on our Facebook page at Better Lawns and Gardens. If you have a gardening question, this is the time. You want to wait till we have Rebecca Coriatem from David Austin Roses coming up. And she is incredible. She is a wonderful rosarian. She's gardened here in the South. So she is going to be talking to us about David Austin Roses. So get your pen and paper ready. I'm going to be giving you my favorite roses after I talk with Rebecca.
So that's what they're called, is
rosarians.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So rosarians. There is the redneck rosarian in Texas.
Ooh.
And he has got wonderful roses.
Okay.
And rosarian is someone who grows roses.
Okay, that's good to know.
That's not the dirty word of the day.
I feel smarter. Thank you.
There you go. Big thank you to Dana Venrick at Quality Green Specialist Nursery. He has wonderful, wonderful gift certificates and plant shrubs and trees to give for Mother's Day. And he's at 333 West Michigan Street in DeLand. So thank you for it. He came on this morning. And then also Howie and Karen and Peterson's Nursery in Lakeland are going to have their butterfly garden class at 9:30.
Yes.
BYOC.
That's right. Bring your own chair.
There you go. And some water. You want to bring some water, maybe an umbrella to stay out of the sun. That would be great. What can you be planting this month? Herbs. Anise and basil, bay laurel and cardamom, cardoon, and then chives, coriander, dill, fennel, lemon balm, oregano, rosemary, sage, savory, sweet marjoram, mint, tarragon, and thyme. And so these herbs, you could be planting them in your landscape as a beautiful annual ground cover. Rosemary does beautifully as a shrub, and it does have pretty flowers on it, too, when it goes to flower. Shrubs and trees. In Florida, you can usually plant a shrub or a tree any time of the year. You probably wouldn't do it during a severe freeze or right before a hurricane. But most of the time, every day out of the year in Florida, you can plant a plant, which is why we love to garden here in Florida.
That's exactly right. I mean, you know, and it's always good to check to see how our weather is going to be or what season's going to be. Is it going to be a dry season? Well, then maybe you might want to search for something that's drier tolerant. drought tolerant.
That is true. So May is our dry month. You want to set your irrigation for one half inch of water application 2 times a week. Check that your rain sensor is working. If after these rains come through and your irrigation system comes on, then you know your rain sensor is not working. It is a technical device, and it needs upkeep and maintenance. And you might just need a new one. But that $35, $40 rain sensor that you have on your house in an unobstructed place will save you hundreds of dollars over the year. So it definitely is worth it. And it's a state law. It is required by law that if you have an automatic irrigation sprinkler system that comes on, that is automatic, has a timer, you need to have a rain shutoff device on it, no matter how old it is, because it's been a state law since 1967. All right, so you definitely want to do that. You want to finish your spring feedings with slow release, no phosphorus fertilizers. And then on your lawn right now, you can, if you just need to green it up, you can just use an iron-only product. This is, I'd say that you should be walking your yards once a week, looking at your leaves on your shrubs, looking underneath, seeing if they're speckled, see if you see anything eating it. Also, too, walking your lawn to catch a problem before it becomes a major problem. Chinch bugs are starting right now, so you may have to check that out. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Before your next family fishing trip, get your fishing licenses at GoOutdoorsFlorida.com. And don't forget about making fishing fun for the whole family with Catch a Florida Memory. With youth-friendly achievement options, Catch a Florida Memory rewards anglers for submitting photos of their catches. Your kids can earn great fishing swag while making family memories that last. Sign up for free at CatchAFloridaMemory.com. And kids, make sure your parents use the code MEMORY10 on your first eligible submission for a bonus prize.
Need to sell your house fast? Whether you're facing foreclosure, stuck with bad tenants, or just ready for a fresh start, House Buyer Network can help. We buy homes as is for cash. No fees, no commissions, no repairs. Get a fair cash offer in just 24 hours and close in as little as 7 days. Call 833-464-0827 now for your free no-obligation offer. That's 833-464-0827. House Buyer Network. Fast cash, no hassle.
You might think your child is safe because they're not swimming, but most youth drownings happen when kids were never expected to be in the water. It only takes a moment, a distraction, a door left open. Drowning is fast, silent, and it doesn't wait for swim time. May is Water Safety Month, and a good reminder to stay alert and always keep barriers in place. And when kids are in the pool, make water safety your only focus, because active attention is what saves lives. Brought to you by PreventChildAbuseFlorida.org.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. That's 800-452-4846.
You smell that? Spring. Hibernation's over. It's time to run it. Run it until the grass becomes long and the hedges duck and cover. Then, run it again. Steal. Get up to $50 off select AK battery tool sets. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Fresh Florida blueberries. In a world of jumbo-sized snacks and artificial flavors, Florida blueberries stand proud, bursting with antioxidants and ready to tackle hunger, one delectable bite at a time. From muffins to smoothies or straight out of the carton, they are the tiny titans of taste, delivering freshness as bold as they are blue, proving once again that good things come in small packages. To see what Florida blueberries can do for you, visit freshfromflorida.com today.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-340-5510. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-340-5510. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-340-5510.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and Mother's Day is coming up, and one of my favorite plants to have are roses. And so we have Rebecca Coriatem. She brings over 32 years of experience to the field of horticulture, garden design, and education. She's an award-winning writer and experienced horticulturist. She has served as an editor for Southern Living magazine. Rebecca is currently the United States sales executive for David Austin Roses, and she has practical gardening experience in both the Pacific Northwest and the South. Additionally, she hosts the YouTube channel Rebecca on Roses, where she shares her extensive knowledge of roses and garden care. We want to thank Rebecca for coming on Better Lawns and Garden again. It's always been a pleasure. Welcome. Good morning, Rebecca. How are you?
Doing great. And thank you so much for having me back. It's great to be here.
Oh, well, we just so enjoy talking to you. And one of my favorite plants are roses. So you're up there as a top priority, Rebecca. So as a U.S. representative for David Austin Roses, you travel all over the country. How are David Austin Roses energizing the rose industry?
You know, David Austin's have really sparked this beautiful romance with roses again. They've captured the imagination of people who aren't even gardeners. And I think it's because they epitomize charm and grace. Their beauty has wooed us into making roses a part of the landscape, not just a section of the garden anymore. And the English rose is so popular, many of the other rose brands are starting to emulate its look.
That is so true. I do consider them romantic, and I love them in an English garden cottage style, but they look beautiful in pots and on arbors. They are just wonderful to use in the landscape. So what are the ideal growing conditions for David Austin roses?
Well, it is true that all roses love full sun, at least 6 hours a day. But in the hot, humid South, or anywhere in the U.S. where it's really, you've got a lot of intense sun, morning sun that transitions into afternoon shade or dappled light is ideal. Of course, all roses love well-drained soil. If you have really sandy soil or if you have clay, just amend the entire planting area with a compost or a soil conditioner. I recommend about 30%. You don't want to overdo it. You don't
right.
want the roses to be so comfortable they don't leave that hole. And of course,
true.
You want well draining. You don't want it to be a boggy area.
Right. And so roses, you're talking about the ideal conditions, and you mentioned the South, and you lived here in the South. Where did you live?
I have lived in South Carolina, Alabama, North Carolina. So I've had about 3 different zone experiences.
Yeah, I can just imagine. Well, here in Florida, David Austin roses do very well, and in my yards. And so, how do they tolerate for new gardeners, a new beginning in rose gardening? How do they tolerate the southern heat?
This is something that has always surprised me. And matter of fact, when I joined, before joining David Austin, Michael Marriott tried to get me to plant roses at Southern Living to test them. And I was like, I don't think they're going to work. That's an English rose. Well, I actually planted a couple in my garden. I did everything wrong. Came home from a trip one night and was like, what is that fabulous fragrance? So they actually do quite well. There are certain varieties like Litchfield Angel, Lady of Shalott, Princess Alexandra of Kent. A lot of the new varieties are so much more disease resistant, like Nybev and Gabriel Oak. And they're going to be a lot easier for you to incorporate into those heavy, high heat, high humidity southern gardens.
Well, I will tell you, I've used a Litchfield in a client's yards and Lady of Shalott, and they've done very well. So I'm really pleased with that. Fragrance. What do you think? I only buy roses with fragrances. What do you think should be important when you're considering fragrance for a rose?
Absolutely. All David Austin roses are fragrant. There are five fragrance profiles. So you have old rose, which we think fragrance should smell, you know, a rose should smell like. You have myrrh, which is conducive to the English rose group. Fruity, Americans are drawn to a fruity fragrance. And you have musk. All the other fragrances come from the petals. The musk fragrance comes from the stamens. And then, of course, there is tea, which is Lady of Shalott and Charles Darwin. And it smells like you have opened a pack of China tea.
Oh, yes. That's wonderful. I'm getting excited here listening to you. So what flowers do you use, and how often should roses be fertilized?
You know, roses are going to eat a lot in the Florida area because it's hot. And when it is hot, when that soil temperature is 50 degrees and above, even if you're using a slow-release fertilizer, it's going to release more rapidly. Because David Austin roses produce a lot of flowers, they're going to go through that fertilizer too. So always make your first application when you see those new leaves appearing. If you haven't fertilized yet, go ahead and do it. And I tend to fertilize almost once a month, 4 to 6 weeks, depending on how your season is going. When it's hot and rainy, a lot of fertilizer gets used. And then in Florida and in our hot areas of the South, that fertilizer or the roses are a lot of times are not going to go dormant. And so you have to quit fertilizing in fall. Just to say, slow down, you need to rest, you need to kind of try to go dormant, and then you'll be ready to go the next year.
Okay, so what do you suggest is a good time to cut roses? Because to get the most blooms, when should you cut it?
David Austin's respond extremely well to pruning. So first of all, don't be shy to deadhead, okay? I would say you can do your hard prune on roses in Florida, depending on where you are. If you're down south, you can actually do this in December. It may be January. You might even be busy and not even do it till February. But you're pruning a David Austin shrub rose according to its position in the garden. Always take out dead, diseased, or dying, and then shape things up according to where it is. The older the rose, the more you're going to remove. And I am not shy about cutting my roses back by half. You're just going to get a lot better foliage. When you deadhead after those blooms, that's going to give you more flowers through the season. And in really hot areas, I'm a massive advocate of a summer prune. So in late July, early August, cut those roses back. They grow so fast in your region. And then you're going to be rewarded with a fabulous fall flush when night temperatures cool off.
That's great. I always try and do that before we go away on vacation. And then, you know, you don't have to look at them when they're cut back. And then when you get back, you see all the new growth and it's very exciting.
Yes.
And so what type of rose varieties does David Austin carry and grow?
Well, you're going to, everyone's familiar with the shrub type roses, which, you know, that's like the poet's wife, Princess Alexandra of Kent, the Nibevan that I mentioned. But we have some of the world's most gorgeous climbners too. So the Generous Gardener, if you are a fan of New Dawn, Generous Gardener is amazing. I also love James Galway and Mary Delaney. A lot of people are afraid of ramblers, and they should not be. So Malvern Hills, Albrighton Rambler, the Lady of the Lake, those are fabulous ramblers that are in our collection. And a rambler is a little different because it has fewer thorns. Ours do repeat bloom. And the canes are thinner, and so that makes them a little more pliable and easier to train. And then, of course, we have our standard roses, which are on 3-foot trunks. So they look wonderful accenting a door or creating a focal point in the landscape.
Oh, they do. So you have, we've just got a few more minutes, Rebecca. Thank you for joining us today. But what is your YouTube channel, Rebecca on Roses? What can gardeners learn from it?
Yeah, so I started that back in COVID when I could not travel and really get out there and be with the people. But you're going to get an in-depth history on David Austin and what they were. You're going to learn all about my favorite designs, tips and tricks. You're going to have background information on varieties. And it's something that is interesting. You mentioned it because that is on my to-do list to start adding even more videos. So look for more to come.
That's wonderful. So David Austin roses are a perfect gift for Mother's Day. So where can our listeners find and buy David Austin roses in Florida?
Go to your favorite garden center and go soon, because Mother's Day is always the big push to get roses into a garden center. They sell out quickly. So often in your region, we see that they're gone by Father's Day. You might find a few stragglers, you know, later in the summer or even into fall if you have someone who specializes in roses and carry them over. But the name of the game is get there, get them early, give them to mom, plant them in your garden, and enjoy.
That's wonderful. Can they also purchase them online?
Yes, they can. You can go to davidaustinroses.com. We are shipping 2 quarts now, and you can always pre-order for next year.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea. Rebecca, thank you so much for coming on and discussing roses with me. You've really excited me. I can't wait to plant more roses.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All right, hon. Take care. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Well, I love the fact that you can pre-order them. So then if something happens and you get sidetracked and you don't get anything ordered for this one, and then June comes around and you're like, oh, I missed that, then it sounds like maybe you could pre-order for this next year, possibly.
Yes.
There you go.
There you go.
That's a win-win situation
it
right
is.
There.
And they're beautiful. And Tom in Lake Nona, that I talked about fragrance, he texted and says, please discuss fragrance. I only buy fragrant roses. So when we come back, get your pen and papers ready. I'm going to give you my antique roses, my David Austin Rose favorites, my drift roses, my climbers. You're going to hear a lot of my favorites there, so get a pen and paper ready. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-961-1527. That's 800-961-1527. 800-961-1527.
an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-558-5497. Again, 1-800-558-5497.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Reset Addiction Treatment Helpline. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We'll find you the right treatment regardless of your financial situation. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So take 5 minutes of your time and call us right now. We're here answering the phone. I promise it'll change your life.
Call 800-853-0975. That's 800-853-0975. 800-853-0975. Again, 800-853-0975.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Call 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086. Again, 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086.
Need to sell your house fast? Whether you're facing foreclosure, stuck with bad tenants, or just ready for a fresh start, House Buyer Network can help. We buy homes as is for cash. No fees, no commissions, no repairs. Get a fair cash offer in just 24 hours and close in as little as 7 days. Call 833-464-0827 now for your free no-obligation offer. That's 833-464-0827. House Buyer Network. Fast cash, no hassle.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call 800-830-0715. That's 800-830-0715. Again, 800-830-0715.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you have a gardening question, you can give me a call, 1-888-455-2967. Go ahead and put it in your phone, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. And so I wanted to give you a rundown real quick on my favorite roses, but if you would like to have me send this to you, and I can do this through email, then you can go on to betterlawns.com and say, Teresa, send me an email of your favorite roses, and I will send it to you. Antique roses that I love. Josephine Land, Louis Philippe, you have to have a Louis Philippe rose. Louise Odier, Madame Isaac Perrier, Madame Plantier, and just this week, Joan here in Florida, she purchased the Madame Plantier. Then Zephyrine Drohan, Climbers, America, Don Juan, Joseph's Coat. Joan also bought a Joseph's Coat. Lady Banks Rose, yellow. I love the yellow. And New Dawn. Drift Roses, I love the apricot, the popcorn yellow, the red, and the white Drift Roses. David Austin Roses, my absolute favorite David Austin Roses. Abraham Darby. Oh, the fragrance, Tom, is incredible. It is beautiful. I love it. Litchfield Angel. Rebecca mentioned that one. I have used it before. It is great. Lady of Shalott. And then Boscobel and Buttercup. Gertrude Jiggle. Graham Thomas. Jude the Obscure. Lady Emma Hamilton. Queen of Sweden. The Generous Gardener, which Rebecca also mentioned. And the Shepherdess. Those are wonderful David Austin Roses, color and fragrance. Floribundus. I absolutely love Angel Face. The fragrance is overwhelming and just beautiful, very heavenly. Sentimental, it's called Sentimental for a reason. It is fragrant. Grandiflora, Lagerfeld, Melody Perfume, Melody Perfume, Queen Elizabeth Roses. The Hybrid Teas, Chrysler Imperial, Double Delight, Mr. Lincoln, and Perfume Delight. All beautiful, and the colors are wonderful, and the fragrance is great. Polyanthus, these are the miniatures. The Fairy, China Doll, and Cecile Bruner. Shrubs are Belinda's Dream, and Distant Drums, and Coco Loco. I love them all. So those are my favorite roses. And if you'd like a copy, you can just go to betterlawns.com or ask me on Facebook, and I will send it to you. Let's go to Michael in Palm Bay. Good morning, Michael. How can I help you?
Hey, good morning, Teresa. Yes, I had a sod replacement company out to my house to give me a bid on getting some St. Augustine grass replaced.
Okay.
I had previously put down over the top of these weak areas some store-bought topsoil and cow manure mix, and over this winter. The only thing that seemed to want to appreciate my efforts were weeds.
Yeah.
So I decided, I think, to replace that grass with sod. Being St. Augustine, when the man came out, I said I had already put those amendments down. He said, oh, no, for St. Augustine grass, St. Augustine needs sand. So I just calling, that's all new to me. He said that was St. Augustine was not a natural grass. It was kind of a formulated grass that only grows well in sand.
No.
I just want to make sure that I'm being told the right.
You hear me moaning here, Michael?
I'm sorry. What?
I said, did you hear me moaning? Going, yeah, no.
Was that you? I thought that was me.
No. St. Augustine will do fine. The cow manure, black cow, is fine and good for St. Augustine. St. Augustine is a native grass, and it does not do well in sand. It can, but it needs a lot of water. So organic material in your soil is good. So I would just suggest that so I don't know what you put down, and I don't know what your sod looked like before. Or your area looked like before. But we don't need to rototill and bring up all those seeds from down below. So the next time you get sod, just lay it down on your ground. You don't need to amend the soil again this year, okay? But you don't necessarily need to put sand down. I mean, I just don't keep adding layers and layers onto it. I don't mind the top soil. I don't mind the black cow or the manure. That's fine. So, but I wouldn't necessarily. What kind of soil do you have anyway?
Oh, there's plenty of sand.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, where I mean, you're in Palm Bay. Yeah. So, I would do a soil test. Okay, there's a product called AgriTech. AgriTech. It's a University of Florida soil test kit. It's about $40, You can get it on Amazon or at your local extension office. Send it to the university. Your postage and everything is all included in that. Send it samples away to the University of Florida. They're going to tell you what your soil is like and what to fertilize it with. I think that's going to be your big thing. So we've had a stressful 2 years that the landscape, the soil, I mean, sorry, the sod has had a hard time. Now, when you put the new sod down, how often did you water it? How did you water it in at the beginning?
A lot. It was almost always wet, just about every day.
Okay. That's going to be an issue. All right. So I want you to, when next time you get sod, this is how I want you to water the sod. Okay. I want you to water it every day for the first week. One. Okay. Every day for the first week. And I want you to calibrate it so that you're only putting about an inch to an inch and a half, even 2 inches a day. Okay. That's once a day for the first week. Once every 2 days, the second week. Then once every 3 days, the third week. And by the end of the month, you're on that schedule of twice a week watering. What that's going to do is it's going to push those roots down deeper. If you water every day for a month, 6 weeks, and sometimes they even allow you 2 months in some parts of the state to water it, it's never going to develop a root system, a deep root system, and you want a deep root system. Right now, like I said, the last 2 years was very difficult for turf, especially in sodding it and putting new sod down. You want to make sure you get the right amount, okay?
Okay.
Sure.
Could you repeat originally when you answered my phone call, you said do not rototill if you do sod.
I want you to scrape.
One company was just going to put down the new sod over the old grass without doing anything.
That's not bad. The old grass is going to, you know, decompose and it's going to turn into good soil. So that's not necessarily a bad thing. Okay, but I would just want to make sure that you're not layering bad sand and soil over each other. So I don't want it to be above the sidewalk. I don't want you to increase the elevation, you know, to that extent. If it's just patchy and it's dead, I don't necessarily want you to put it over weeds, okay? And so I would scrape the weeds out. I would just scrape the top off if you have bad areas. But then you can just lay the sod right down.
I got you.
Okay?
Okay.
So when you rototill, when you go down 6 to 8 inches to 12 inches, you're bringing up those old weed seeds to the top, and with the sunlight, it's going to germinate, and you're going to get a weed issue. Okay? So just lightly scrape the top so you can get good contact between the roots and the soil.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Call me back, Michael. Let me know how you do. Marianne, hang on. And then also to... I have Lori in St. Cloud. Hang on. I've got yours. And Tom, thanks for the question and all the rest. We're going to be right back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Quality Green Specialists has the plants, products, and friendly expert advice to keep your garden healthy and bountiful. Quality Green has thousands of plants, trees, flowers, herbs, vegetables, and more. Plus, high-quality organic-based fertilizers, products, even comprehensive soil testing. Visit DLand's beautiful nursery and fine fertilizer store. Conveniently open 9 to 4 daily. Located at 335 West Michigan Avenue. QualityGreenSpecialist.com. Top quality plants, sustainable gardening products, friendly expert advice.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-558-5497. Again, 1-800-558-5497.
From snorkeling and diving to harvesting stone crabs, lobsters, and scallops, Divers Down Safety on the water is all about visibility and safe distances. There are many options for Divers Down devices, however, the goal is always the same, to be clearly visible from all directions. And while distance regulation should be maintained at all times, boat operators should allow even more when possible. Know the regulations for Divers Down warning devices and keep everyone safe. Brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. Visit myfwc.com for more information.
What's the best way to get rid of a timeshare that you don't want? Call the Timeshare Exit Hotline. We're a group of attorneys that help customers legally exit their timeshares. It's an easy process. We guarantee results or you pay nothing. Exit your timeshare today. Call now.
800-952-8424. 800-952-8424. Again, that's 800-952-8424.
Introducing Summit Green Armor Insect Repellent, your go-to defense against mosquitoes, ticks, and other biting insects. Use Green Armor to treat your clothing and outdoor gear, adding a layer of protection to prevent unpleasant mosquito bites. And it kills and repels ticks that can transmit disease. It's even approved for use on dogs. Green Armor continues to kill and repel biting insects for up to 6 weeks after application, even after washing. Fight the bite. Find Green Armor at your local garden or hardware store, or order online at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Fresh Florida blueberries. In a world of jumbo-sized snacks and artificial flavors, Florida blueberries stand proud, bursting with antioxidants and ready to tackle hunger, one delectable bite at a time. From muffins to smoothies or straight out of the carton, they are the tiny titans of taste, delivering freshness as bold as they are blue, proving once again that good things come in small packages. To see what Florida blueberries can do for you, visit freshfromflorida.com today.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexiderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexiderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexiderm for only $14.95, plus get free shipping.
Call 800-736-1815, that's 800-736-1815, or visit plexidermtrial.com.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. If you have a gardening question, you can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. Want to give a shout out to the Florida contingent, Michelle and Vicky and Joan and June and Jay. It was just great to spend time with you, so thank you so much. So Lori in St. Cloud says, good morning. I have a huge ponytail palm that's the centerpiece of my lawn. It's probably 10 feet tall, and the base is about a 4 foot across. It has all these new branches or pups coming out of the top, some on the side. I'm moving, and I'd like to take a piece with me. How do I harvest one of those and put it in a pot, and will it survive in North Florida in the ground? Thank you. Well, Lori, that's a great question. So this is what you do for your to get new pups, okay? And so here we go. So decide on which part or which segment you want to take with you, all right? And you're going to take a saw or a large knife, serrated would be fine. Sterilize it, make sure it's sterile because you're doing surgery now. So you want to make sure you're not introducing any disease into the open wound. And you're going to slice one of those pups off as close as you can to the base of the ponytail palm. Okay, you're going to slice it off, and then you're going to let it air dry. Okay, so it needs to get kind of a callus, a little bit of a scab over it, and you want to do that. And it's going to take about a week to 10 days, all right? And just leave it in the open air in the full sun and let it dry. Then when you're ready to plant it, okay, and you want to plant it before you move, unless you're moving in the next week, you want to then get a rooting hormone, and you're going to dip the end of that ponytail palm into the rooting hormone, okay? And then you're going to plant it, and you're going to do about half and half. So you want to do a succulent type of soil into the pot. A succulent, you want it to be about 50% perlite, 50% organic material, and a succulent or a cactus soil would not be bad. Okay, that would be fine. All right, and then plant it in that. You want to plant it so that the base is right at the top of the soil, and then you want to water it real well and keep it in, you know, full sun. You know, you can do morning sun and afternoon shade if you want. But the pot you select to plant it in, I want you to not use ceramic or clay, because the bulb is going to grow big and big, and it's going to get stuck in that pot, and you're going to have to break the pot to get the ponytail out. Okay, so it's not going to stay in one pot, and it's going to get big. I've seen ponytails palms get as big as a Volkswagen. Okay, as big as a Volkswagen, that tall and that wide, and it kind of takes over. They get even bigger than that. They can get to be 30 feet tall in its native home country. And so you want to then put it in a plastic pot that you can break as you repot it. And you're going to need to do that probably every 2 to 3 years. If you plant it in the ground, and you're not going to be able to do it in North Florida, I'm just saying, anyone planting it in the ground in Central and South Florida, you don't want to do it near the door of the house because it gets huge in the ground, all right? You're taking it up to North Florida where it's not going to survive the winter. So you're going to want to bring it in. So putting it in a pot is going to be the best thing for it, okay? So you just want to cut a slice of it off, let it air dry, then dip it in rooting hormone and go ahead and plant it, and then water it well and keep it watered. Probably, you know, in the plastic pot, it's not going to evaporate as much, but depending on where it is, you could need to water it once a day, okay, depending on how hot it is and if it's in the full sun. All right? Hopefully that helps you, Laura. Thank you. Let's go to Mary Ann in Longwood. Good morning, Mary Ann. Thank you for calling.
Good morning. Let's see. My first question is an agapantha.
Yes.
With four bulbs in a plastic pot, and I hope I don't have to do everything you just said.
No.
The ponytail.
No. You want to divide it up?
I want to divide it and put it in the ground.
Okay, go ahead. Just lift it out, cut them off. If there's four in a pot, if they're growing together and they're kind of the bulbs have kind of merged, then you can go ahead and divide it up with a knife, use a sterile knife, and then just plant it in the ground.
That's it. Okay.
That's it.
And
full sun.
The variety made it through the winter.
Good.
But a lot of them are all yellow leaves on the outside.
Okay. Just give it a haircut.
What do I do?
Just give it a haircut. Whack it back and let it grow back. It will.
Oh, yeah. Should I cut the whole thing?
Yeah. I would cut the yellow leaves off. But if you've got more yellow leaves than green, I would just whack the whole thing back down to the ground.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Let us know how you do.
My work. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Marianne, for calling and for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens.
I like how she was a little bit hesitant. She's like, okay. But that's good. I'm glad you call with good questions.
Good questions. And you know what? Don't be afraid to cut. Depending on what it is, it may have to be at a certain time of the year. Right now, we just got through cutting back our poinsettias. So you cut poinsettias in the months with A, so that's April. If you haven't done it, do it really quickly. And this is the last month that you can fertilize your lawn before we go on fertilizer ban in June. So if you have not fertilized your lawn, first get a soil test that tells you what you need to put down. And it'll tell you, you know, they'll give you directions on what fertilizer to use. Just generally a 15-0-15 fertilizer will do fine for St. Augustine and for Zoysia and for all the other plants, because you don't need any phosphorus. never fertilize before a rainstorm. And if you live on a lake or a body of water, low-lying body of water, you want to stay at least 15 to 20 feet away from the shoreline, depending on how what kind of slope you have. If you've got a swale in your yard, then don't fertilize to that swale. Do not fertilize after the swale, okay? And that protects your lake. We get these algae blooms in our lakes because everybody's fertilizer runs off into the lake, and it causes the algae blooms. So don't acerbate the issue. You know, we're going to get some algae blooms because we naturally have plants dying in the water, and that increases the algae. But by fertilizing before rainstorm, you're going to lose 70% of that fertilizer to stormwater runoff, and you're creating your own algae bloom. So you don't want to do that. All right, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. Just got a couple of minutes left. If you'd like to get our May newsletter in your backyard, you can go to my website, and that's she-consulting.com, she-consulting.com. And on the very front page, your landing page that you that my website that you come to, it says, would you like to subscribe to the newsletter? And just put in your name and your zip code and your email address, and you will get the next issue of In Your Backyard, and that will be good. So what can you be doing this month? This is a good month to seed bahia grass. You can go ahead and put bahia grass down. You want to use the Argentina. Get the Argentina bahia grass, not the Pensacola. The Argentina has less grass seed, and the Pensacola has a lot of grass seed, which you may want that if you're doing pasture grass or you want a lot of bahia grass growing. But you mow the bahia grass, the Pensacola, and then 2 to 3 days later, the grass, the flowers go to seed, and it looks like you need to mow again. So with Argentina, you're not going to have to mow as much. You want to avoid mowing with dull blades. That's very important. You're doing surgery when you are cutting plants. Make sure your lawnmower blades are sharpened every 5 mowings. Make sure your landscape maintenance company is sharpening their lawnmower blades and that they clean their trailer off before they come to your yard. Thank you to Dana Venrick with Quality Green Specialist and Rebecca Coratam from David Austin Rose's. Wonderful, wonderful. Mother's Day's coming up. Don't forget, Mom. Lizzie, thank you so much. And a big thank you to all our listeners.
Yes, thank you too, Teresa. Appreciate you and glad that you are back.
Thank you so much. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you missed any of the show, you can always go back and recap it at betterlawns.com, betterlawns.com. Also, and you can click down at the bottom if you want to submit a question to Teresa Watkins, betterlawns.com.
Florida gardeners, meet Summit Responsible Solutions Neem 85, the new gold standard in plant care. This powerful organic cold-pressed neem oil concentrate delivers 4-in-1 protection. Insecticide, miticide, nematicide, and fungicide. Perfect for vegetables, fruits, landscape plants, and more. Neem 85 is OMRI-listed for organic use and blends easily with water for hassle-free application. Find Neem 85 at your local garden center or hardware store or order online at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Need to sell your house fast? Whether you're facing foreclosure, stuck with bad tenants, or just ready for a fresh start, House Buyer Network can help. We buy homes as is for cash. No fees, no commissions, no repairs. Get a fair cash offer in just 24 hours and close in as little as 7 days. Call 833-464-0827 now for your free no-obligation offer. That's 833-464-0827. House Buyer Network. Fast cash, no hassle.